his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin. Well, 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 welcome to the front line. Oh, it's really exciting to be here again today with you live on a Monday.
At my age, I'm excited to be anywhere. Again,
yeah,
<right. laughs>
yeah, and live.
I mean, alive, you could and be kicking.
Alive and kicking, yes. And Ed is good, though. He really doesn't unless he needs to. Anyway, the front line, we bring, as the opener said, the world is the world itself is kind of a gritty place to be. And that's why God sends us into the world.
Yes.
The call of on our lives to minister in the name of Christ boldly. And we're going to be talking with a brother in Christ today who's doing just that. And I'll give you a little more in a moment. But first, I must, as a matter of tradition, introduce these wonderful anointed co-hosts that join me every Monday. Ed Skiba.
Yeah, the way you said must, it sounds like a questionable obligation you have. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
Yes, it is.
Rain.
Well, and Ed, it is. If I had said it through gritted teeth, which you would have heard,
and so would the listeners,
that would have been different.
Yeah.
But I have great joy in having everybody here.
I'm happy to be here, believe me.
Oh, and Ann, of course, Ann Limhoko, our newer co-host, and in her own
inimitable, cuter than me.
Well, yes, that's true, Ed.
But Ed, good morning, everyone.
Let's face it, that's a great long list. And same for me. But the thing is, here's the bottom line: the Lord loves you. He loves all of us, no matter how we look or don't look. God's love is just one of those wonderful, powerful things. It cuts through all the lies that we hear from the world, that, oh, you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not rich enough, you're not smart enough. Well, and that may be true for me.
And those are all things that are temporal, too.
All things, yes.
We had to focus on the eternal.
We must focus on the eternal. And really, we're kind of doing that today.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, I'm going to introduce now, I must introduce our guest. You've heard, if you've been a long-term member, listener for of the front line, you may remember Sean Gokenauer and the interview. It was last year, it was 2023, and I had met Sean on the phone first time. He was calling in during, I think it was a prayer and chair, right?
Great,
I got the wrong mic on here. Try that one now. So, yeah.
Yes, prayer and chair.
Yeah, there you go. And Sean is a devoted giver, listener, great man of God. And so we got to talking, and as I'm talking, often this happens to me on the phone, Sean, and God, while you're talking, God was saying, you've got to get this guy on the air, and particularly this program. And so we arranged that. We got him on the air, and God, I was speaking again this morning before we went on the air that this program, yeah, we get some people, they've been in ministry for a long time, and if you're kind of looking at what they've done and maybe you're comparing it to what you've done, which isn't where we should be doing it,
right?
You say, wow, what a great what a great man or woman of God, what a tremendous ministry they have, and, and there's obviously a long history, but the thing is that from God's view, any faithful believer who is listening to him and doing what he says has the same level of love from God, the same esteem.
Yes. Amen.
We're the ones who attach value to one person over another.
Reputation.
We do that.
Or the titles.
The titles.
Yeah. which are all man-made.
Drives me nuts.
Yes, yeah. It really.
It's a ministry.
It
it's
is.
It's not a title.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to get rid of all the titles, like to my car, for instance. That's very important.
We're all priests.
A few weeks ago, we're all priests.
We're all kings.
God gave me a sermon to preach at my little church. And it was, are you doing what God's blessing, or are you asking God to bless what you're doing?
Oh, yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah, that's good, Ed.
Before we go any further, and I'd forgotten. See, I told you I'd forget.
Yes.
So at least I remembered to forget. But anyway,
the announcements.
The announcements.
We make plans. God laughs.
You know, I had three appointments with my doctor about my memory, and I forgot all the
Right. Well, I'm sure we get God rolling in the aisles almost every day because of that. But we have a dear friend, Paul Friend, speaking of friends, that's his name. Mm-hmm. He's the pastor of Salerno Southern Methodist Church, which is in Port Salerno. It's at 4899 Southeast Ebbtide in Stewart. And if you go on down Salerno Road, it'll be on the left just before the railroad tracks.
Right.
And you'll see the sign there. And they're having a revival coming up. It's this weekend, August Saturday, Friday the 9th through Sunday the 11th. And Friday 8 to 9 or 7 p.m., they never run too late. Saturday is 8 to 10. And then Sunday... They meet Sunday evening. But I wanted to announce that. The home missions director of the Southern Methodist Church is going to be their evangelist there. My wife and I have attended many of these. And, you know, it's a warm family-type church. Yeah. They love Jesus. And I love it because it's that essential faith, you know. And so we've gone and we can. I'm not sure we're going to make it this weekend, but I want to tell you that there's many listeners right now ready for revival, but you don't have a church. God's saying, "I want to bring you Christ. So if your spirit has been touched by this, Salerno Southern Methodist Church is having the revival again. It's this weekend, Friday through Sunday, and they're again at 4899 Southeast Ebbtide. I don't know if it's road or street, but it's the only ebbtide there, so you can figure that one out. In Stewart, it says Stewart, but it's actually in Port Salerno. Mm-hmm. And they also, during this time, they have a youth rally that will be Saturday morning at 10 a.m. to noon at the same Salerno Southern Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have questions, maybe you're driving, you couldn't write it down, but you have a burning in your heart to be there, you can call the station today, and whoever's here can give you the information.
Paul and I have had lunch a few times together, and
Is that the pastor?
You know the way I can describe him about a man that's hungry for the Word of God and for preaching and teaching it?
Yes.
Amen.
The only word I can think of to describe Paul in that way is rabid. He is rabid for the Word of God.
That's
teaching of it.
That's right.
That's good.
And I will say this, but he's rabid in, you see his passion. I think he's passionate.
He's passionate,
But not, we sometimes think of rabid in the negative, but he is very he's very focused and passionate about
absolutely.
The gospel.
Wonderful
and God, I've met a lot of people who feel the love of God through an individual, and he's one of them.
Amen.
So, and Sean, I want to get to your story, and I want to tell our listeners, if you'd planned on the breaks that we normally take, don't. We have a different format today, so we're really going to run pretty much to the end of the hour, and so if you have to take a break, please just do it. If you have a portable radio, take it with you. I'm sure you've thought of
that. Or if you're on your phone, just take it with you.
Or if you're on your phone, yes, take it with you.
I'll raise my hand so everybody else knows they need to take over for a minute.
Okay, right. Would you? We do that too here. But especially that Ed and I are more venerable than a lot of our guests in here. And, you know. But anyway, before we start getting into, before I ask you the first question, and before I read the scripture that God showed me, you have a church that you wanted to give a shout out to.
Yes, I have recently been attending. Sorry, I can't read with my glasses. Kind of funny thing. I've been attending Abiding Presence International Ministries in Wabasso, Florida, and they are going to do a prayer ministry every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. through the month of August, and they're calling it New Beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an awesome pastor. It's an awesome family of God in that church.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for a place to pray, you're up near Wabasso or Sebastian, Vero Beach, this is a place to go if you want to be where other people are seeking after God.
Mm, okay. What's the, do you give the address?
The address is 3525 68th Place, Vero Beach, Florida.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. You know, these days, and it's our mission and vision, is to lift up the body of Christ.
Yes.
How else can you, how can God work unity? Well, God will work unity. He's mm-hmm. bringing his church together.
Amen.
We really need to be the body of Christ today.
We do.
Not a fractured gathering yes. of Christians
yep.
of different under different names.
Yeah.
You know, God's bringing us together. But praise God. And this God, we know God's moving in several churches, and these are two that particularly events that you might want to take partake of. So before we begin grilling our brother Sean, though,
just
we're not going to do
that. There's going to be some heat up in here.
Yeah, really. Oh, man, it's Holy Spirit
heat. It's really cold in here.
Yeah, like it really 50. Is cold in here. But this morning during my devotionals, Psalm 27, verse 7 through 14, I was reading, and the Lord said, read it before you know you talk more about Sean, because I want, it certainly speaks to Sean's response to God, but it because Sean is no different than any of us here who is serving the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly, God is speaking to all of our listeners, but listener, if you're someone, you've come to Christ and maybe you're new in the faith, and so you're still at the point where you're doing a lot of Bible study and a lot of praying, and you're beginning to hear a tug on your spirit to become involved in service, ministry. And maybe you know what that is, and it's kind of scary. And frankly, then you're right about where everybody else is who is being led by the Lord. I don't care how long you've been walking with
yep.
him. When God opens up new doors of ministry, it's scary and it's exciting all at the same time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But listen to these words and be comforted and encouraged by them. This is, again, Psalm 27, verses 7 through 14. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. Thou hast said, seek ye my face. My heart says to thee, thy face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Turn not thy servant away in anger, thou who hast been my help. Cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yea, wait for the Lord.
Beautiful. Amen.
This is the word of the
Amen.
Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
And that, Sean, really, God reminded me when you came on the air the first time and you shared your testimony and talked about your life and ministry and the things you'd done in Jesus' name because he told you to. And
yes.
you'd spoken a little bit about the that you needed God's courage. And today... We brought Sean back because he continues to testify to that, and when he was here before, he spoke about he was praying about getting involved in a podcast ministry that God had put on his heart to put podcasts together,
just right? to give out the word of the Lord.
Give out the word yeah. of the Lord, but in yeah. that particular medium,
yeah,
yes.
And so in a sense. Becoming a brother broadcaster, if you will, in a very particular way. But there were some I would say they were challenges, but not ones that could not be overcome. You were having to consider everything.
Right.
So now Sean has actually taken that leap of faith and is involved in that. And if you would, Sean, I would just like to ask you to start with what you heard from the Lord and what decisions you had to make to do this ministry. Some were hard.
Yes.
Some were financial.
Yes.
And you also, you have a lovely wife. She loves the Lord too.
Yes.
But family gets involved. And so bring all that into focus for us, if you would.
It started for me at the very beginning of the year.
Okay.
It was kind of funny. I was sitting on my front porch one morning having a cup of coffee and, you know, podcast, media, any of this. None of this was ever in my thoughts. I just seek after God. I share what God tells me to share with who he tells me to share it with. And I was sitting on my front porch and I had this thought cross my mind. You should start a podcast. Thinking, okay, that's weird, but. And I dismissed it. I mean, I just figured, you know, okay, one of them random thoughts that you don't know why. So, and it was like not even an hour later, a good friend of mine who we spend a lot of time in the Word together and seeking out and answering questions for each other, pulls up, gets out of her car. She comes up, sits down on the porch. She said, you know, I was thinking you should probably start a podcast.
Wow.
And I went, okay, maybe not such a random thought. Okay.
Yeah.
So I started looking into it, and, you know, as you said, David, it has been a difficult thing, but as I've learned throughout this process, that this is something, one of those opportunities where God has not only opened up a door for me to go and meet with other believers who are looking in the same direction I'm looking, but also to allow them their ministry of leading those of me who... Once you mess with my phone, I'm lost because I don't know anything else. I'm not getting on my computer to try and figure it out no more. If my daughter-in-law would not have came and helped me with the phone, I would have never gotten the first podcast out. Now, on that, so I don't forget, the name of that is Embracing Salvation. Okay. You can contact me at embracingsalvation2019@gmail.com. But what the podcast is about, and in a nutshell, and then I guess we'll crack the nut and pull it apart. God's been telling me for a long time, you have to stop trying to bring my word down to your faith. I will meet you where your faith is, but your faith has got to come up to where my word
Amen.
Is.
Amen. Amen.
That's good. Wow.
And I see an awful lot where people stop just short, you know. And Jonathan and I were talking earlier about blessings. You know, I don't tell anybody when I'm out in public, I don't talk about how blessed and highly favored I am.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, that's a personal thing between me and God, and that is for his ministry to me, not mine to them.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to introduce people to Jesus Christ. And when I'm speaking to somebody in public, usually they make the first contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll use one instance in Publix. I was getting in line at the grocery store, and this woman walked up to me and she said, you have such a beautiful smile, don't you ever hide that from anybody. And I looked at her and I said, oh, sweetheart, thank you so much. I said, but you know, I said, when you look out across anywhere I'm at, and I know that God loves everybody I'm looking at exactly as much as he loves me.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard not to smile because I know what he's
yes.
done for me.
Yes.
And she wrapped her arms around me and she said, thank you, and started crying. And I'm here to tell you, ain't nothing cute about a 50-year-old man tearing up in public.
Yeah.
Because he knows this woman just realized the love of God in her life.
Wow.
Because yes. I didn't tell her how blessed I was because how nice my vehicle was. I told her God loved her.
Yes, that's yes.
Right. That was a divine appointment.
And that is, that's the gospel.
Amen.
It's not what you did. It's not what you are mm-hmm. doing. It's not what you're involved in. It is God loves you.
Amen.
And we can't change scripture to make it fit what we want in our church. We have to change our church to make it fit what God has called, and
yes.
that is every one of us.
That's right.
I encourage it through my podcast when I read something and I talk about it. I don't want them to take my word for what I have said or what mm-hmm. I've understood it to say out of Scripture. I want them to go back to it and read that Scripture. I want them to read the three or four before it, the three mm-hmm. or four after it. Like sowing the seed. I've heard so many pastors turn that into, you know, throw some money into my plate
right.
and sow seed. That Scripture alone says that the Word of God alone is the seed.
Yes.
It's not my dollar bills. It's not my hallelujahs. It's the Word of God, and that's what I'm sowing. And the churches, as you mentioned, there are a few churches that are open. Their doors mm-hmm. are open.
Mm-hmm.
And for those churches that are really and truthfully just seeking after the harvest for Jesus Christ and to get that harvest planted,
mm-hmm.
Yep. They're going to need to start opening up their doors more often. They can't run these banker hours.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. You know, there are some people, they're not going to make it to yeah. church on Sunday because they've got to go get that job done so uh-huh. that they can right. pay them bills and put them diapers on them kids. Maybe it's a Monday evening they need to be able to come to a church and cry out their heart
yes.
and have somebody sitting there. It doesn't have to be a service. It doesn't have to be another program.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be somebody who knows the Word of God and can say, you know what, I understand what you're going through. Let me show you what God does in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where my heart is.
That heart is, I've heard you have three podcasts out now.
Two podcasts,
okay.
I've also, and it's just really kind of a side note off of Embracing Salvation, and thank my wife for coming up with the name of it, mm-hmm. and that's Thoughts to Ponder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, when you pick up something in the Word of God or you feel like God has laid something on your heart or you're seeing something that you know just is not lining up with what you believe, even if it's in your own life. And in that, I like to talk a lot about contradictions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm blessed and highly favored. I ain't got a dollar in my bank account, my front tire's flat, and,
yeah, right.
and you know, my mother-in-law drank the last cup of coffee.
Yeah.
oh, yeah.
Who's feeling blessed? Who's feeling favored?
Mm.
See,
right.
It's not my physical state that's blessed and highly Amen. Favored. It is Amen. My spiritual state that's
yes.
blessed and highly
yes.
favored, and out of that pours the things of life.
It's not yes. circumstantial.
Right.
It does depend on circumstances.
Yes, yep. yes, it is not a circumstantial thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that having the ability to call somebody, come change my tire for them and pay for it, and having enough money in my bank account to do that, not that that's not, you know, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But if I reduce God's blessing to what I'm capable of doing, it's no longer God's blessing. Now it's Sean's ability.
Right.
You know, anything that I can do on my own is not the blessing of God.
Amen.
And that also, that phrase, now again, and many people use it, and they don't mean to point to themselves when they do, and often, mm-hmm. you know, they're not. But it does, and especially if you're out in public and you're with someone, you're meeting someone for the first time,
yes.
and you don't know if it's God. You know, God is calling, bringing you together.
Yeah.
A God appointment or what. But if you answer that way, it automatically focuses on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. I mean, if
yep.
you're a believer,
yep.
that is true.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But what does God want that interaction to be?
Right.
And, right. you know, if it closes the door any further, because that person, some may be going to think, well, I'm not that.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I stopped using it.
Yeah.
If it is a Christian who I am speaking to, because I don't know what we look like, I don't know what sinners look like.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I only know who we are by our conversation. You know,
right.
so if I open up with God loves you,
yeah.
if it's a Christian, I'm going to get that back immediately.
That's right.
My spirit's going to
yeah.
jump inside me. And we're in the parking lot for 20 minutes blocking people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
You know?
Yep.
If it's somebody who God needs to touch, and I'm the person in that territory at the moment, and I said, God loves you, they open their heart to me, I can share Christ with them, and then he can go and do the rest of the work because I put a seed in their heart.
Yeah.
He can do the work he wants to do, whether that be through another person at the next door they stop at or what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Apostle Paul said, some sow, some water. I don't know what I'm doing. It's not my job. My job is to know how to do what I'm doing.
That comes up a lot on this program.
Yeah, it does.
I plant, Apollos waters, God brings the harvest.
Right. Yes.
And that scripture seems to be manifested many times on this
program. It is. Well, I think it's a
because we have a lot of people planting
reminded.
Seeds.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Well, aren't we into seed planting?
Yes.
Now, there's also the harvest, which I believe God is calling us to look at the harvest today. And that's where revival comes in.
Yes, but he said to send the harvesters out.
Yes, and that's we are doing that.
Yep.
Yes.
The workers.
And you know, you can be harvesting here and planting seeds over on this other field.
Yes.
So we're doing all of that at the same time. I want to get you back, Sean, to a point that when you knew you had to do this, what there were some challenges that you had to face, decisions, and especially I'm thinking of, well, the two, and the first one is, because I've been married for a long time too, is I got to bring this my wife in on this because it's going to impact our life, especially, you know, our financial life.
Okay.
And if you'd be willing to kind of share, how did you address that?
It was the day after the podcast revelation. Again, you know, I spent a lot of time on my porch. I was sitting there. I was listening to a sermon or worship music. Either one. Really couldn't tell you because I listened to both quite a bit. I said, but I had this sudden impression, you need to drop 2/3 of your business. That's what I did.
You're right. Wow.
You know, I've worked my tail off to get the business I've got going.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And again, I didn't dismiss it, but I didn't focus on it. I just sat back, got back into what I was listening to. And it was probably a half hour later, I heard it again. You need to drop 2/3 of your business. Immediately, I responded with obedience. I said, God, I'll do this if this is you. Mm-hmm. And for me to be sure it's you and not me, I need two things. Number one, my wife has to say okay. Number two, I need confirmation from an outside source who knows nothing about me.
Yeah, that's good.
You put out a fleece.
Right. Yes.
Put out a fleece.
And I tossed it around for about a week.
Good.
I started thinking about what business I would cut away, you know, how I would approach cutting this business out. And after a week of me thinking about it and just really tossing it over through my spirit, I went in. I said, honey, I said, I really feel like God's telling me to get rid of 2/3 of my business. And she looked me dead in the face. She said, okay.
Right away.
Wow. There was no question. There was no, what are we going to do? What else is he saying? Okay. So I got that one. That's the one I was concerned about.
Okay. The Lord took care of that.
That's
so
the
fast.
One I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
And so I go out, and now I start really deciding how I'm going to cut this 2/3. Because there are a few different ways that I could have cut 2/3 of my business, whether it be 2/3 of finances, 2/3 accounts.
What kind of business is it? Is it
landscaping?
Okay.
Okay.
And over the following week, I didn't get the confirmation from an outside source per se. I got that confirmation 4 separate times from 4 separate sources.
Okay.
No way. Wow.
So as soon as I got that last confirmation that week, I sat down and I said, okay, these are the accounts I want to keep. Where everything else falls, I don't really care. I didn't divide it up by money. I divided it up by the number of accounts I had because, again, for me, there is too much emphasis on money when it comes to Scripture. For me, a relationship with God is about the time we spend with Him. So I figured that the best thing I could do is eliminate the time.
Right, right.
And so I just went straight through and I eliminated two-thirds of the accounts. I didn't. Now, on that, after I did it, it came out exactly the accounts that I did not want to get rid of and the accounts I was okay with losing.
Mm-hmm.
I did lose some of them in the two-thirds that I really would have liked to have kept.
Mm-hmm.
But God's word's more important than what I want.
Amen.
And after I got all that out, the next day I'm looking at that list, and I picked up a pen and I started to add up. You know, I was going to write down how much mm-hmm. each account and this and that. And the Spirit of God dropped into me instantly and said, remember what happened when David took the consensus?
That's exactly what I thought of. Yes, yes. Even before you said that, that's what I thought of.
Now, that I did that in March. I still don't know the total amount of money that I cut out of my business.
Wow. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to, we're
praise
not going
God.
To take a break. We're going to, we're going to kick things around while Sean takes a little break.
No so problem.
Anyway.
Oh, okay. That's amazing with that four, I would like to hear about with those four different affirmations.
Yes.
If, well, if he wants to get into it later, because that's powerful.
Yeah.
That's right, Ed.
Cool. And this is why, one of the reasons why God just touched my heart to have Sean come on, because first of all, he is not in it. He's no ego investment.
No, he's so
humble. I've known
Sean,
not incredibly long, but in the time I've known him, it's been clear to me that, that he just wants, he loves Jesus. He wants to serve him, do what's right. But I also like the fact that Sean is very direct in his faith and that he speaks very powerfully of his relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And when he talks, when he shares Christ with others, that comes out as being a very Holy Spirit confidence, which probably many more of us would like to have a little more.
Yeah. You know, amen.
Really.
Amen.
But it's all about being faithful, and that was, you know, God says, and His Word is so full of when He speaks to His people to lift up the faithful. And if you'll notice in all of Paul's letters, you know, or not maybe in all of them, but many of them, that in part he is doing this when he writes to the churches.
He's lifting up the
people in the churches and specific individuals sometimes. And, you know, that's what we're just then doing what God had Paul do and several generations, all the generations of Christians from that point. And just to be saying, here's a man of faith. Who is saying yes to God? Saying yes to God before he has any in the natural assurances.
That's real faith,
how God's going to provide.
That's
right,
real
Sean?
Faith.
I mean,
you
said yes, and you know, as soon as you said yes, an opening in the ceiling didn't happen, and stacks of $100 bills did not start falling on your dining room table.
No,
right?
It did not. But let me share with you what did happen.
Okay.
Just about the middle of February. Now, mind you, the decision to do this has already been done. The date has been set. Just about the middle of February, I picked up several jobs that were outside of my normal purview. And they provided a substantial amount of money. And at first I was thinking, wow, look at this. God's giving me all the money that I'm about to give up ahead of time, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with it. Come March, when I started dropping these accounts, I actually ended up in an auto accident. Not a big deal. Nobody hurt. Big deal was I find out that I don't actually have auto insurance on my work vehicle.
Oh.
Big shock to me. That was a whole...
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
So now there's $2,000 got to come out of my account to pay for this accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Another $800 got to come out of my account because now I've been for 3 months without insurance, even though I thought I had it.
Mm-hmm.
So Let me assure you, believing a lie as the truth will still affect you as a lie.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
That's good.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
Okay. But I had the money for it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah.
And I, in fact, the day of the accident, as soon as I found out I didn't have insurance and I was now going to have to pay for this, okay, now, I can look at it as though the enemy's attacking me and look how God let him through to me. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't do that. No, that didn't happen. I got home and I called up a few of my customers that I was going to see the next day and let them know. I called them up that night and said, listen, this is the last month that I'm doing your yard. You need to go ahead and make plans. I'll send you the names of a few people. I told Satan right then, you don't get me.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You don't get to decide what I do and how I do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Many times we try to give power to the enemy and we don't mean to.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, which is something else, you know, that God has dealt with me a lot over the last several months is being careful about how you speak. Mm-hmm. You know, draw nigh unto God, resist the devil. If I'm going to start yelling at the devil because I had a car accident, if I'm going to start yelling at God,
giving him too much credit, right?
If I'm going to start yelling at God because I've got to pay out this money that I worked hard for now because of an accident when I should have been insured, I'm doing the exact opposite of what I'm ordered to do in Scripture.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and here again, not that feelings are not important, but feelings do not rule my life.
Amen.
Right.
You know, everything that was coming at me in the natural was telling me, man, maybe you hold off a month or two to drop these accounts, you know, recover this money. No, that just means I've got to run faster at getting this done.
Right.
So I did. I actually completed cutting that list that month. Now, in the month of March, there were a few of my customers who were very generous, very understanding and very encouraging, and they paid me, you know, a nice big bonus for the years that I'd done, you know, taking care of it.
Cool.
You know, here we go. God's returned it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I come home the end of May. I get home in the afternoon. It's 82 degrees in my house. Call up my AC guy, and we find out that a big black snake had wrapped itself around the canister that powers the AC unit outside. And
it's warm, man.
Wow.
It electrocuted him. Well, because he was such a big snake, okay, it kept electrocuting him. Because it wasn't enough to just throw him off of it.
Right.
Yeah.
He was already wrapped, so it just kept electrocuting him, which burned out the compressor in the AC unit.
Oh, my goodness.
So here is another $2,200 of unexpected money. The accounts are gone.
Right.
I didn't say, God, you knew this was happening. No. I said, God, I thank you. I love you. I know I'm blessed and I'm highly favored.
Right. Yeah.
I know that you have the plan for my life and I will stay on this path.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, this is what Sean's doing for us is he is showing the schematic of God's plan for him to step out in faith and embrace this call in his life. Totally unexpected until God released it. And I know from previous conversations with Sean that, you know, it's still a journey. Now, you've produced some podcasts.
Yes.
And but you're also looking into getting some advice, maybe some training.
Yes.
And then you're also reaching out. And I'll mention them because they're also ministry partners with us, Taken TV, and they do have they have their own pod, or you have a if you have a podcast, you can go with them, and they'll help you get started, get you on the air, and provide all of the production information that you need, and but that's you're still kind of perched on the brink of diving into that part, aren't you?
Yes, I have reached out to them. And this is part of, I don't know if I'm waiting for something else for the podcast to actually really get its footing, mm-hmm. Whether that be another person that come alongside me to help speak this word of God, as I talk on certain scriptures, because the basis of it, is embracing salvation and everything about that. That means, Christ told us you're going to have tribulation in this life.
Yes.
Stop trying to get rid of the tribulation.
I know.
Yeah.
Recognize it for what it is. Mm-hmm. It's going to increase your faith. It increases your perseverance.
Yeah. Right.
And when somebody else needs your help, you are prepared physically,
amen.
Mentally, and right. emotionally to help them.
Right. Exactly.
And if necessary, financially, you'll be prepared to help them.
Amen.
Yep. Yes.
Because I don't want to make it sound like I'm against finances or giving to people, mm-mm. But I think there's too much emphasis on that when, hey, I'm going to tell you now, if you'd have given me $5 million 2 years ago, mm-hmm. last year, you'd have killed me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the peace of God in my heart. I didn't That's have right. the understanding mm-hmm. of the word of God in my heart. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the purpose of God in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that my wife and I would have gotten divorced over it, but I'm telling you, you'd have killed me.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have killed me.
Spiritually.
Yes, it would have been devastating.
Yes.
Yep.
And that sounds strange because the average listener is saying, well, if I had $5 million laying in my lap, I could think of all the things I could do. But the biggest thing for many people that have sudden wealth is they kind of forget where it came from.
There you go.
And their That's hearts exactly wander. Right. Their hearts wander.
Yeah.
And
I mean, God bless the ones that don't, that recognize it's from God, it belongs to God, and it's been given to serve mm-hmm. God.
Right. There's just as many warnings about riches in the Bible as there is about drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
About your sex life. Mm-hmm. You name it.
I've never seen a great, big, overweight, heavy-set pastor preach on gluttony.
That's a good point, Ed.
Yeah. Well, now, Ed may be offering a special teaching on that with a very small but select audience.
He's not big enough
audience.
To do a gluttony
sermon. Yeah,
well, I
not
think
big enough.
you do make the point, and it probably you could expand it to Christians that are a little uncomfortable in getting into the Word or preaching on stuff that they are themselves maybe yet trying to work through
right.
in the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to witness personally, Sean, too, that when, as in the time that I've known you and the sharings that you've given me, witnessing how God's moved in your life, and including today, is that it does what it's supposed to do for all believers who are hearing, and that includes you, listener, is it lifts me up.
Yes. Mm.
And it also Amen. Says, because let's face it, I'll be honest, I know when I met Jesus, I met the perfect God, but he didn't make me perfect. And that he drew me when I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. And as I love the way Paul puts it, because we're drawn into his life, his death and his life. And we even now know that we have to be done that way, because if I'm left outside of Christ, God looks upon me and all he sees is my sin. But when I am in Christ, mm-hmm. then the Father sees the Son and his blood. Righteousness.
Yes.
The blood.
The
yes.
blood
That's
is what
he sees.
And that is an awesome truth.
Yes.
And that it is out of that, because that comes with an innate humility that is God-given,
mm-hmm.
that I cannot boast, and Paul writes about, he doesn't mm-hmm. boast about anything except Christ and him crucified.
Amen.
Because everything comes from God.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so when I hear what you're saying, Sean, and I'll say anybody else that's witnessing to me, out of that innate holy humility is I'm hearing it. Yeah, this is my God that Sean is witnessing to, but it's also, it touches my heart. And that's why we're supposed to witness. And we're supposed to share with others our journey
right.
in Christ. And that's what Sean's doing today. And again, for those of you that are perched on the brink you know, God is saying to you, all right, I'm turning you into a cliff diver, right? You know, those cliff divers, there's a couple hundred feet. And you go to the edge of this actual cliff and you look down and the waters are down there. And, oh, they're pretty, yes, they're pretty Caribbean or Mediterranean colors. But that's 200 feet for crying out loud. But there comes a point when God is not going to coddle us because we don't grow that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're going to be holy cliff divers. And that's what Sean did, what we've all done here in this room, mm-hmm. and what you, listener, have done. But I'm speaking to you long-term listeners who have served the Lord for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, God loves to always challenge us with new calls to jump into his arms.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing, is you're jumping into his arms. But you're not going to know it until you leap.
That's right.
And you don't see everything right away. When it's real faith, you don't see what the end is. Because if you saw what the end is and where all the money comes from, or, you know, the end goal, like, you're still waiting. You don't know if a partner is going to come along.
Right.
But you're walking in faith.
Yes.
That's right.
And you're waiting for the resources, right? You're waiting for the podcast still hasn't been unveiled. Is that right? It's only been three or four?
Yeah, there's only been a few of them that have put out there. I think you can listen to all three of them in 20 minutes.
Where, how can they get to those again, Sean?
That is on Spotify. It's the only place it's been posted far, and it's Spotify. Embracing Salvation.
Okay.
I mean, ultimately, you have a vision for maybe have more than one site where people can go to, or maybe another site that's more yours.
Yes, which is, you know, why I reached out to Taken TV. Mm-hmm. And here again, I haven't heard back from them. I don't know if they were waiting to hear this show, because I did tell them I'd be on here. But also, this is part of the thing, because I thought that I had reached out to them a few months ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And come to find out, it was the wrong website that I sent the info to.
Yeah.
You know, whether that website even... I'm not...
Yeah.
I'm not a computer guy. You know, they were putting computers in classrooms as I was graduating high school.
Okay.
And I never seen the purpose of needing one. Yeah. You know, we have one because my wife likes it.
You know, brother, that's the goodest reason as any.
Yeah,
as you long know, as you have one.
Yearly.
Yep. My wife wants one, so.
Yeah. I was thinking earlier when you were talking about, you know, you went, and Ann had mentioned that when you step out in faith, you don't see the end. You don't even see the middle.
That's right.
But I was thinking what Paul writes. He says, you know, hope that is seen is not hope.
Right.
You know, because you ultimately will see what that hope is, which is part of the call. But if you don't see it right away.
Right. Why are you seeking what you already have?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no faith in that.
Yeah. Right.
But expand the vision for us, Sean, is because where do you see God taking you? What concrete design to this podcast ministry, although it hasn't been put in place yet, but what do you already see God saying, this is what will happen?
I actually see me preaching. I do not see myself having a church, but ultimately I have seen, he put on my heart at the beginning of the year, 250 acres. And that was... immediately with that 250 acres, I thought, what? That's a lot of mowing.
You're right.
You think the way I do,
And
what?
But they could be in the Mojave Desert.
But with that, I had several things to hang
on. I got that, David.
And that was the reaching out of, you know, reaching out to this community that is just looking. Go where you go and look at the people. They are looking.
They're hungry.
You know, you talk to anybody for 10 minutes, and you know if they hate you. You know if they're faking that they love you.
Right.
You know, I've heard a lot of pastors say that, you know, show me your checkbook, I'll show you where your heart is. Oh. Talk to me for 5-10 minutes, I'll know where your heart is.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk to my wife, if you've talked to her for 10 minutes, you know everything about every one of our 5 grandchildren that you need.
You know,
that's beautiful.
Yes.
You know,
that's
where
them.
Her heart is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she does not hesitate to lead you to Christ. She doesn't hesitate to tell you how blessed she is by Christ. But she sees those grandchildren as our blessing because they are.
They are.
Amen.
They truly are.
Amen.
And this is, you know, it's, I'm kind of, and we're journeying with you right now, Sean. And, you know, it's exciting. You know, there's nothing more exciting than living a life of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I've often, because I personally enjoy real roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the wooden kind and the steel kind. And I don't mean those little bitty things that pop up in Publix parking lots, you know, stuff like that. No, I mean the real roller coasters. And but there's a metaphor there too about the spiritual life. And you know, I don't want to. By the way, listener, I don't want you to get scared. We're not going to be going into great detail about roller coasters because you may probably not like them. But the thing that's there is that, you know, you can look at a roller coaster as you're standing in line. Pretty much understand how it's made. The wooden ones, of course, the very traditional, but then the steel ones where you can go upside down and sideways. Yep, it's really kind of cool. But the point is that you can look at the structure of the roller coaster as it was designed and built. Like you can read the Word of God and see what other people have done in their ministries.
Right.
But what God wants you to do is not just look at the structure, the design. He wants you to actually get in line and then get in the car, you know, or the train is what they call it. And if you're a true roller coaster fan, you know the difference. But you get in that, sit in the train, and be willing to take the ride, trusting in God. When it's God's, it's the ride.
Yes.
It's going to be a white-knuckle ride in the beginning.
Yes.
But when you're with God, you know that instead of being fearful, it's going to be a thrill.
Yes.
And the thrill is going to be, in great part, seeing God provide as you go down the tracks.
Right.
As you take one step at a time, He will slowly reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody talks about the wilderness or I'm going through this or I'm going through that, you know. And always right after you prayed and you did something out in faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you've asked God to do something and all of a sudden the what you see changes,
mm-hmm.
don't get freaked out about it.
Mm-hmm.
God's taking you where you asked Him to take you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you ain't got to chop down some trees.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly.
Doesn't mean that you don't have to clear out that pathway a little bit, because He needs you to be strong enough to do what you're supposed to do on the other side when that prayer is answered. And if you've laid on the couch and just prayed, God, drop it in my lap, it's not coming. And if it does, it's going to crush you when it hits
you.
You know, this is a good lesson for the listeners.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Some people think that Christians, when you're a Christian, it's easy. The life is easy. And especially people who are chasing the Lord like you are and we are in here, it's going to be difficult. But we keep moving forward.
Yes.
We keep moving forward.
That's why there's such a remnant people. There's so few of us.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing easy about it. Most people, most human beings, are going to take the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the wide road Jesus talks about.
Amen.
That,
and then
you get away from that, take the narrow path, because the wide road's easy and you got a whole lot of company, but that road isn't going in the direction you want to go.
David, can I take 1 minute and speak to the word of obedience?
We do. Speak to obedience. I was going to tell you, amazingly enough, time is sort of running out. We're at 11:53 and 56. Now we're not there anymore. But so we got about 6 minutes thereabouts, five and a half.
Yeah.
But deal with that. And then I'd like for you to, at the close, I'll invite you. I want you to pray specifically, lift up our listeners who are struggling with making that leap of faith today.
Okay. Well, this talking to obedience is actually going to be directed at 300 of your specific listeners. This was when you and I talked about me being on here this time a few months ago, and I believe I shared this with you the other day, that God said this to me immediately after we hung up the phone. There were 300 people during the last praise-a-thon that, and they still have it. So if this is not you, if what I'm about to say doesn't describe you in any way, just ignore it and wait for me to wrap this up on obedience. There were 300 people that felt God telling them to give $1,000 to WCNO. And every one of them said, okay, all right, but I need confirmation. Well, this is your confirmation. And you're not doing it. You got that impression, and you were wondering. Some of you have tossed around. Well, is it seed? Is it going to be my tithe? Is this to help out the radio station? No, this actually doesn't even have anything to do with WCNO. This has to do with you being obedient to what God said for you to do. Whether that $1,000 is what you have as your cushion for your safety, you trust God with it. If $1,000 is not going to stop you from going to the Caribbean next month because you've got $10,000 planned for that trip, you give that $1,000. That is for your obedience. And I'm going to point out that that is what God is after, is the obedience of the heart of those who are seeking him. You know, look at Saul. Saul chose to please the people and himself instead of being obedient to God. He went after what he wanted and lost everything. If you give what God asks you for, it's not more than you can give, but it's less than you can afford to lose.
Wow.
That's
a word.
It's a great release.
Amen.
That's a great truth. It is.
That's
amen.
A word.
Word of knowledge for our listeners. And for me, it touches my heart.
Mine
too.
Mine too.
Yeah, this... and obedience is probably one of the hardest things for human beings to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? Man, I want my way.
Well, that's how we're made, you know.
I want my way.
And we spend the first years of our life getting our way. We're the center of the universe, right?
Right.
Till we start growing up and hitting some point in...
maturity.
Maturity.
Yeah.
When we begin to realize, no, you know, the universe does not revolve around me.
Right.
And some people get it. Many people get it. Some don't.
Yeah,
some never get it. That's
some
right.
never get it. So we are almost out of time, Sean. And I'll tell you, brother, it's been great to have you back.
I've enjoyed
with us.
This.
And I think down the road is, you know, let's God moves you to the next phase. We'll probably get you back to share about that. But in the time we have left, if you would lift up, because I know the listeners are hungry for grace. They're hungry to have God move in their lives, and yeah. They've had a call. They've been dealing with it. It's scary. They need assurance from God.
Yes.
And would you pray into that right now, brother?
Yes. Let me use Romans 10:9, where it says that, you know, if you call on Jesus and you believe in God, that you will be saved.
Yes.
He's talking about so much more there than just salvation. Call out to him in your situation. He cares. He knows the situation. But he needs you to know that he is capable of handling that situation if you will let him. Father, we thank you for those listeners, Lord, that are open heart, open ears, and open eyes, Father. And they're not walking into following you just half-heartedly, Lord, looking for a blessing, Father. They're looking to follow after you and be a blessing to those that are around them, Lord. We thank you for the territories that you give us.
Amen.
And Father, we just ask that you continue to guide us and allow us to affect that territory that we were appointed to, Lord, for your glory, for your purpose.
Amen.
And we thank you that is good, acceptable, and perfect in our lives, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's the end of another program. I tell you, my Mondays are exciting because of this. I really enjoy it.
I just like my life on the way here. I'm getting to where I really look forward to Monday morning.
Yeah, I know.
It's great to meet other people who are doing work for the kingdom
all over
the area.
Amen. So. We hope you listeners are having as much or nearly as much excitement as we are being here.
Yes.
But time has run out, so we have to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week for whatever. I forget who's coming, but someone will be here. And until then, be blessed and trust God. Trust
Thanks
God because he
me.
Loves you.
Amen.
Amen.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line.